Hello and welcome to Argue the Toss at GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella.
And I'm James. Woohoo!
And together we're arguing the toss about
the things that don't really matter in games. Mamma mia!
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao. Molto bene. Why not?
So, today we're in Italy. No, we're not. We're not in Italy. Today it's episode 8. See how I can count? It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, we've done as many, technically as many Mario Kart games as Nintendo have done. So suck on that. There we go.
And this week's topic is, James, do you want to tell us what this week's topic is?
Yes. This week's topic is nightmare flatmates who are game characters. So, you know, which people you wouldn't want to share a flat with.
Yeah, flatmates from hell.
Flatmates from hell.
Gaming flatmates from hell. So I'm going to start this time because I usually let you start.
Oh,
I know you've thought about this long and hard, whereas I've just kind of scribbled down the first things that came to mind.
Well, you know, it's an important decision and I don't take it lightly, you know.
It is. You probably took Polaroids of each one and you got a little file of them.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to go for the usual process, style. Haven't you, you know.
So...
Yeah, with my cork board. It was brilliant.
Exactly. Okay, my first flatmate from hell, in fact, my top flatmate from hell, is Trevor from GTA 5.
I had a feeling he would crop up.
Yeah. He's probably the most obvious choice, but the reason that I would hate to live with him is because he's so messy.
Oh, right, okay. That was clearly the reason that I was thinking...
I mean, I know he has some other character flaws, but he's just so messy, it would do my head in.
Yeah, I mean...
Because remember when he moved into that girl's flat?
Oh, yeah.
And it my heart broke for her, because it was quite a nice flat, it was down, like, on the beach and stuff, and it was, you know, she had her little cushions, and it looked like, oh my God, it looked like a drug squat. Like, within a day? It's like, how can you be that messy so quickly?
Yeah, I mean, when you're that messy, I guess killing is just a formality at that point. Really.
Yeah. Well, I suppose there is that, but as long as he didn't bring it home.
See, yeah.
If he was tidy.
I'd hire him to redecorate, but yeah, not to live.
Yeah.
Because it was laugh, learn... Laugh, live, love, or whatever, and he just wrote eat shit, die on it instead.
Yeah. Admittedly, I'd be annoyed by stuff like that on the walls, that like twee decor.
Yeah.
But he didn't need to didn't he kick the toilet in? Wasn't the toilet broken?
I think
and
so, yeah.
The level of destruction was just beyond the pale. It's like, I mean, he could have his druggy friends round and whatnot, but just be tidy about it.
Yeah. Come on, Trevor, use the bin. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on.
So that would be my main reason. I mean, he's not even like noisy or anything.
Yeah, that's
he's
true, not... actually.
Yeah, he's just.
He's actually a fairly quiet neighbour.
Yeah, exactly. It's just he's so messy. Oh God!
Yeah.
Like everything was hanging off by the hinges within a day.
Yeah, and also like his own caravan as well, wasn't it? Like his own.
Yeah,
trailer as they call them in America, but
yeah,
that was terrible. And like he was trying, I think like the toilet was clogged and he was trying to push stuff down.
Oh yeah, and the fact that he was dirty, that would get on my nerves as well.
Trevor, you know, the killings, fine, I can live with that, but you gotta smarten yourself up, Mister. I mean, come on.
Exactly, that would be yeah.
Oh yeah, good choice. Good reasoning as well. Right. Okay. My first mate, flatmate from hell, would be Henry Townsend from Silent Hill 4.
Okay.
Partially because he's got this whole thing about not going outside anyway. I know it happens in the game, but to be honest, he'd just be so dreary and like boring and dull because. And then his voice, like, only has, like, one pitch, which is like, oh, man, what a dream. And it's just like,
Yeah, that would get you down.
He doesn't have any other emotional state other than sort of, like, mildly depressed. And it's, like, it's never, like, too much, but it's never, like, it's never chipper either. It's just kind of mild, and that's really annoying.
Yeah, the sort of grey of the depressed.
Yeah, kind of, and he would just never want
colour card.
Yeah, he would just never. You just know he's the type of guy who would never want to do anything, would never want to go anywhere, would just stay indoors all day, wouldn't go out, wouldn't get a job, wouldn't pay the rent.
Yeah,
on the plus
but
side,
probably comes from a really happy family and background where they love him, so he has no reason to be sort of greyly depressed.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah. But, yeah, although on the plus side, he is clean. So there is that. But I think the fact, like, he'd bring lots of horrible things into the flat because there's monsters and there's a hole in the bathroom and all that kind of stuff. I can't be dealing with that.
You just want to go home and chill out. So yeah. You don't need sort of demon dimension in the bathroom.
Yeah. Although to be fair, I don't know. Maybe I could try and give him. Maybe I could try and help him. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
But you know. Maybe. There we go. If you're Henry Townsend, I think he'd just irritate.
Okay. Well, good choice there. My second flatmate from hell would be Lara Croft.
Okay. Now I'm interested. Why?
Okay. So. She'd probably be good for the rent. I get that. I did think at first I was like, oh, she could be annoying because she'd be like, she'd have all this like artifacts cluttering up the place. And she does have some serious enemies. And so that could be annoying. You're never going to know who's knocking on the door. And then you might just like one day come home and find her like, climbing up the side of the building or something weird. It's just like, Lara, can't you just like sit down and chill out? And then she'd be gone for months at a time and you think, well, is she coming back or what's going on? You know, she's just a bit kind of irregular.
She's just a bit weird.
Yeah.
Rolling Stone. There we go.
And then she'd probably start moving the furniture and stuff, just like pushing stuff around.
And also, you just know that any time anyone came around the flat, you'd get bored to tears because every time they came around, she would just go, "Welcome to my humble abode." Yeah. Like, every time.
Yeah, just... she is a bit stuck up as well.
Oh, right, okay. But yeah, the artifacts cluttering the place, that would get a bit... I mean...
Yeah, there's obviously a theme running through my flatmate.
Yeah, the clutter and mess. You just live in a minimalist Andy Warhol style white box and that's it.
I don't, but I just like it to be tidy.
Oh, okay. Or
but, yeah, it's just the fact that she'd just be a bit like, is she coming home tonight? Or has she been, is she like going off chasing through Mexico?
Yeah, it's like, oh,
you know,
it's like, oh, do I need to put the key under the flower pot? Or, I mean,
exactly.
Like, just a text, Lara, just a text.
And then she'd probably come in like abseiling through the window or something.
Yeah, and
you're
then
just like...
and then you need someone to replace the window. It'd be ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I know she'd be good for it cash wise, but
yeah,
there's more to life than just money, honey.
Yeah. That so sounds like a lyric from a song. I don't know why. Might laugh and just money, honey. Right. No. Yeah. That's cool. I hadn't actually thought about that. So that works. That sounds quite. Yeah. That's a good shout. Well, my last one. Right. Okay. It's funny because he's annoying in the game, but it'd be even worse if you were living with him, and. My choice for this is Mr. Rossetti from Animal Crossing.
Which one's he?
Right, Mr. Rossetti is, and anyone who doesn't play Animal Crossing, Mr. Rossetti is basically a mole who digs up through the ground any time you don't save the game properly. And
oh my god!
Yeah, you can see where I'm going with this. And so he basically like he shouts at you, and you can't skip or speed up his dialogue whilst he's shouting at you in the game. Like, it's all done through text, so it's even weirder. But he just kind of, like, it's all in big, shouty capital letters. But, like, if you were living with Mr. Rossetti, it would just be annoying, because he's angry all the time. Like, he's never happy, he never relaxes, He would just ruin the floor. It'd be absolutely dreadful. You just wouldn't have any floor left after a while, especially if you're in a flat. You go through to the next flat instead, you know, and, you know, you'd be racking up bills and repairs and all that kind of stuff. And, like,
yeah.
You know, if he didn't go to sleep at the right time, he'd probably, you know, he'd wake you up and he'd just, you know, be digging through, and he's got a pickaxe, so he'd probably just, he just wants to destroy everything, Mr. Ize. He just doesn't care. He's just absolutely dreadful. I would say dreadful human being, but technically he's a mole. Anthropomorphic mole, so.
Very angry mole. He's got some serious eyebrows.
He'd probably have his own game, like Angry Moles or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, he's Mr. Rossetti.
Yeah, I'd go with that one.
Yeah, he'd be.
You'd have to live in a garden flat.
A garden.
So that, you know, like one of those sort of basement flat.
Yeah.
So he could, like, do his digging. And it wouldn't do too much damage. He wouldn't end up going through to the neighbours.
Yeah, or just have to live in a rabbit run or something.
Yeah.
And the thing is with Mr. Rossetti, like, he'd probably follow you around during the day as well, because, like, no matter where you are, he always knows where you are. He always finds you. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't stop.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
And the fact that your flatmate is dictating where you can live.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? I'm getting rid of the flatmate. You know what? You might never be able to get rid of him.
Well, that's the point. You can't. He is always there.
Once he knows that you're alive.
Yeah, once he knows that you're alive and you haven't saved properly, he's on you. Like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
It's like, Mr. Rossetti, you are not my flatmate.
You know.
Desist.
Can you imagine? Like, any time you forget to, like, save a document on Word, he'd just pop up next to you and just be like, what are you doing? And I'd just be like.
Waving his pickaxe.
Yeah, I'd just be like, all right. Yeah, he'd probably put it through the monitor screen. Like, you know,
yeah.
I'll be like, all right, chill out, man. There we go. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he means business. Who would have thought a Nintendo game could be so horrible and create such a dark experience for us all?
An intimidating character.
An intimidating.
So was he responsible for all the molehills that I was patting down in Animal Crossing? Was that him?
Yes.
Was he in the first one? Was he in one after?
Oh no, he was in it from the start, because he started in the GameCube one.
I don't remember him. That's really odd, isn't it?
Well, that's probably because you saved properly. Like, if you always saved properly, you never met him. But he would always go if you forgot to save, then he would always come up. But,
me being the anal tidy flatmate, I'd never see Mr. Rossetti.
Yeah, but like the. I know, maybe for you it would work out perfectly. I don't know.
Yeah. He pays half the rent. I never see him. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my. Yeah. What a twist. What a twist. There we go.
Yeah.
And, like, come along, take note. This is your next script. There we go.
Yeah.
Rossetti and Me, coming to cinemas 2017. Brilliant. Pulled it. And on that bombshell, we still have to depart and, tell us what your choices would be and why, or why you might like to live with the people we've mentioned.
Yeah, maybe they'll think it's okay.
But until next time, you can join us for some more arguing.